is your passion, and are you living it? That's the question we'll be exploring this hour, and we'll find out how to find our passion and incorporate it into our everyday lives if we haven't already. Good morning, I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Our guest says few of us have found that passion, and few of us are living a passionate life, and she is out to change that, and we will welcome your questions for her, and we will welcome your suggestions. Have you found your passion? What brings you joy? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. Our guest is Jody Pogorzelski, a life coach based in Wisconsin. Good morning.
Good morning, Joy. How are you?
I'm good. And you go by Judy Pogo?
Yeah, everyone calls me Jody Pogo.
I might too, so I don't stumble all over it. But you are based in Burlington, Wisconsin.
Yes.
And you are going to be taking part in the Wisconsin or the Women's Resource Fair in Lake Geneva that's going on today and tomorrow. I will also be at the fair tomorrow afternoon at 2 o'clock. I was asked to talk a little bit about my career, and I was asked to talk a little bit about what I do here at Wisconsin Public Radio, life experiences. And I thought I'd also talk about how we can all find enrichment through Wisconsin Public Radio. The fair is all about finding enrichment in your life. And we thought that you, being a participant in the fair, do that. That's what you're trying to do. You're trying to help women, or anyone for that matter, find their passion and find enrichment in their lives.
Yes.
How does that work? Yes. What exactly do you do as a life coach?
Well, I work with people individually. Generally, it's on the phone unless they want to be seen in person. And I work with people that are ready to move forward, that want to experience more in their life, that are feeling stuck. They know there's more. They're maybe living a life that feels like kind of just spinning their wheels, or they've been doing things that other people said they should be doing, but it didn't necessarily feel good for them. But they're ready for more. They're ready for more joy. They're ready to feel things on a deeper level. They're ready to experience a little more sunshine in their lives.
Yeah. Tell us your story and how you became a life coach.
Well, I've kind of been one all my life. I didn't realize that until I came across a coaching course. I was at a crossroads in my own life, which is why my business is called Finding You, because at that time I was finding myself. When the name popped in my head, I didn't quite know what it meant. I'm like, I don't know. This seems like it's the name of something. I don't know what. And I was in a moment in my life where I was very overwhelmed. I was very stressed. I loved the job that I was doing. I loved the people that I worked with. I didn't necessarily like everything I was doing in my job. It didn't feel aligned with me, and I had been stressed in many areas. You know, I was a single parent. I was in an up-and-down relationship. I was in a job that felt very overwhelming for me. Someone else in that position, it may not have felt that way for them, but for me it was. It felt like I was doing two-person things and running around and taking care of everyone in my life except myself. I wasn't focusing on myself.
And you also had some serious health issues too.
Sure, yeah, and I had health issues for a while, but was not paying attention to them. And when you don't pay attention to those things that are in your life, they kind of sneak up on you and bite you in the butt, so to speak. And I woke up one morning and dropped to the floor and couldn't get up and had no idea what was going on. I had no strength in my legs. I was in intense pain. And from that point forward, had major difficulty. My body felt like it was falling apart. And a few months went by, and I went to the doctor, and they said that I had rheumatoid arthritis. And me, I'm a natural health person. I said, okay, yeah, I get that. So I'm going to figure out how to make this go away, or I'm going to figure out how to deal with this, because this isn't going to hold me down. There's a reason this happened. For me, I looked at it as a cosmic 2x4 across the face. I said, okay, it's time to focus on yourself. You have to focus on yourself. You have to change your life, or this is going to take you down. And I'm not the kind of person that will lay down and crawl in a hole. So I decided to start digging my way out.
Well, it certainly sounds, it sounds very, very overwhelming. If somebody is in that type of a situation with health issues and stress and in a job maybe that they don't love and all sorts of other life's trials and tribulations, I mean, how? What did you? I mean, did something a light bulb go on that said, "I'm going to do this instead"?
Yeah, basically, yes. It was in a moment where I was searching instead of thinking with my head. I decided, okay, I'm going to go with my heart. this is the thing that kind of holds me together. And everyone says follow your heart, so I'm just going to be open and see what comes my way and see, because most of the places that I worked were alternative health. It was, you know, I worked for a chiropractor, and I worked for a physical therapist, and I worked for many people that were helping people, and I loved being in that area. I loved watching them help people. They were amazing, amazing men that I worked with that helped people on a high level, with doing physical work and things like that. And I wanted to be someone that healed someone in some way or helped them in some way, but I didn't quite know what. I knew I didn't want to be those things, but I couldn't quite find the niche for myself until one day I got this email about this coaching program, and I read it and went, that's really interesting, and they offered a free complimentary coaching session. So I jumped on the phone and did it and talked to this woman and was just blown away at how she shifted my thinking within a matter of a few minutes and had me really excited about my life and that I could choose anything I wanted and I could be anything I wanted and that my life could start right then and there and I could just focus on me. And I thought, wow, I can do this, because it was something I'd always kind of done. I've always been that person that could step outside of my friends. If my friends had an issue, I could step outside the issue and kind of help them see a different perspective and a way to move forward and maybe what was good about what was going on instead of what was bad, and realize, wow, I've kind of always been doing this myself, and I can actually make a business and do this for a living. I can be me and get paid. Wow, cool. So I, you know, without even giving second thought, for the first time in my life, I had, at that time, I had a little extra money because I cashed out my retirement fund in order to figure out what was going on with my health. I retired early to help myself and to figure out what I was doing and paid for the course in full and haven't looked back since. It became something I'm very passionate about. And I love it.
What did the woman on the telephone say to you in just a few minutes that that totally turned your thinking around?
I don't remember verbatim, but the idea that I got, I don't remember what she said per se, but the idea that I got was that I'm in charge. I can take control of my life at any moment. I can choose something different. If I don't like the way something's going, I can choose something else. And if that doesn't work, I can choose again and again and again.
Mm-hmm.
Until I find something that feels good for me, that life is supposed to be enjoyable.
And so you also discovered, maybe solidified, the notion that helping people, helping other people, was your passion.
Yes. One of the things I do remember asking her is, how do you know when something is right for you? I said, this, what you're doing sounds very, I really enjoyed it. It seems like something I could do. How did you know this was right for you? She said, it just found me and it felt right. I said, well, I think I found what I've been looking for, and this feels right.
So how would you help me find my passion?
Well, I would invite you to have a free consultation with me to see if you're ready. And then
Let me stop you there. What do you do to determine if someone's ready or not?
Well, it's based on a commitment level. If some people are stuck and they're comfortable being stuck, they're in that comfort zone and they want to stay there. And no matter how much you push something, it's like leading a horse to the water. You can lead a horse to water, but you can't get them to drink unless they're actually thirsty and they really want to drink. So if someone is stuck and they're wanting to move forward or they're wanting to experience more, they have to be willing and open and ready to do so. If they're not, there's nothing I can do. If someone says they want it, but they don't either believe they can have it or they're not ready for it and they believe they're not ready for it, I cannot change that belief.
Mm-hmm. now, again, hypothetically, I'm not stuck. I you know, I want to find my passion. Actually, and again, hypothetically, I believe I have. I am living my passion every day, so I'm very fortunate. But you know, where do you start in helping someone find their passion if they feel they are stuck and overwhelmed?
Well, I help them get out of their head first of all, and drop into their heart a little bit, and really take them deep into the things that feel the most important to them, the things that really matter to them. Like I would ask you, you know, as far as a career goes, you know, what are the things, if someone doesn't know specifically what kind of career they want to have, what kind of qualities about that career would they like it to have? You know, do they want to work part-time? Do they want to work full-time? Do they want to be appreciated? What are the things that they want to experience in their life? Even on a feeling level, if someone's not clear on what they want, they can be clear on how they feel.
Mm-hmm.
Because the way you feel when you get up in the morning makes the biggest difference in your day. If you can feel excited about your day, even if you don't know what's going to happen throughout your day, that makes a big difference.
And
so
Jody,
just getting someone in touch, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt, but we are coming up on a break. And I wanted to also, though, clarify before that break, let's say, you know, someone's happy with their job for the most part, it's paying the bill, but they want to just get more enjoyment out of life. Is this all about, you know, changing careers? Do you have to quit your job in order to find your passion?
No. Sometimes someone's passion might just be singing karaoke one day a week because it's something that lights them up inside. What it's about is finding that thing or those things that light you up inside. It could be a career. It could be a relationship. It could be a new friendship. It could just be spending time with your kids or spending more time with your kids or eating your favorite foods. Whatever those things are that you really truly enjoy that maybe you thought you didn't have time for, figuring out how you can make that time, because there's 24 hours in a day, there's always time to do something that you love.
Hey, it's pie day. Are you going to have some pie today?
Oh, I'd love to have pie.
we'll talk about our favorite pies. No, we won't. We'll talk about those things that make us, that light us up inside. What lights you up inside? What is your passion? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. Do you think you're living passionately every day? Are you incorporating what you love and your passion in your everyday living? What is standing in the way if you have not? 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. We are talking with Jody Pogo, who is a life coach based in Burlington, Wisconsin. Her business is called Finding You, and we're here to talk about how you can find you. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. What is your passion? Have you found it? What brings you joy? Do you incorporate your passion, what you love, in what you do every day? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's 23 minutes past 7 o'clock on this Friday, March 14th. We are talking with a Burlington, Wisconsin-based life coach this hour. Jody Pogo is a certified life coach who focuses on passion. Her website, Finding You, is linked to the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. She will be participating in the Women's Resource Fair in Lake Geneva today and tomorrow. I'll be there too tomorrow, talking to the group at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And we just thought it would be nice to have her on to talk about living a fulfilled life and sharing some ideas on finding the extraordinary in the ordinary, and talking with you about what your passions are, what brings you joy. What would you like to do more than anything else in the world, and why? 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. Jerry on Facebook says, choose a job you love and you will never have to work a day in your life. He is quoting Confucius there, and he adds, I love my job. So, Jody, is that what do you think of that?
I think it's true. When you do what you love, it doesn't feel like work. It's exhilarating. There's a difference between living and working, and when you're working at a job that you love, you're living.
Yeah. You know, I mentioned before that I feel like I am living my passion. One of the reasons why is that my passion is also helping people. And I think I can help people in this role in bringing guests to them who have expertise or information that helps us all live a better life or to be more informed or, for that matter, being able to find some joy, talking about pies in our last hour, you know, that kind of thing. So I feel like we are providing a service, and that makes me feel as, that I'm doing something valuable, and that's very fulfilling. But sometimes you do put in really long hours, and sometimes even though it doesn't feel like I'm working, maybe, there's a little bit in finding balance. What kind of advice would you have for somebody who maybe is spending most of their waking hours on a job they love, but not really doing much else?
I think you hit it on the head, is finding balance. It's doing what you love is one thing, but maybe there are other things that you want to be doing along with that. You know, it's, you can focus completely on your career and completely on your business, but if you're not spending time with your family and friends, you may feel like you're lacking in that area. So creating some kind of balance, I think, is important, because there's a career and there's a personal life and there's all those things that come together. So looking to create balance, I think you nailed it right on the head there, Joy. It is making sure that you are putting in time for yourself and time for those things that are important to you.
Well, let's get some callers on. Lyman in Beloit is with us. Good morning.
Hi, good morning, Joy. Good morning, Jody. This is a great topic. Maybe I took the wrong impression here, but I get the idea that we're talking about a single passion or a passion at kind of a macro level. I'm sort of a serial hobbyist, and I feel like cultivating passion more generally in one's life by maybe chasing down, a number of different rabbit holes and cultivating multiple interests, you're pursuing your curiosities, those kinds of things can open you up to experiences more generally. Is that what we're talking about here, or not really?
Well, I am, but Jody, are you?
Well, I think what you're saying is good, to be open, to explore new things, to tap on things generally, because the more open you are, the more you can experience things deeply. When you hit something that maybe is general to begin with, that hits you in a deeper level, you'll notice a difference in what passion really means then at that point. I think it's wonderful that you're open, exploring many things, and that's how I am too. I like to dabble in many things and play in different areas, and it's fun. But when you find that thing that really opens you up, that really taps you in, where you feel like, yeah, I'm living it, it takes your life to a whole another level.
Yeah. Thanks very much, Lyman. I'm glad that you brought that up.
I mean, thank you.
So, well, let me take another call since we have news coming up. Sawyer in Appleton. Hi, Sawyer.
Hi. How are you doing?
Good. What is your passion, or how do you find joy?
Well, yeah, I just called to share my passion, and I personally found an interest in beauty in itself. The fact that, all the emotions and traits that we have make sense evolutionary, but when we look at a mountain or beautiful scenery, or right now I'm actually looking at the sunset, and, why do we find this beautiful? How does that benefit us you know, in the future, or, you know, maybe it helped us migrate or so on. So I've spent my life essentially going to new places that I've found beautiful and hitchhiking and living in tents and so on and so forth.
Oh, wow. And you said I'm currently looking at the sunset. You mean just as your theme
Sorry,
for
the
right
sunrise.
Now? Oh, the sunrise. Okay. I was like, wait a minute. Where are you in Appleton? Yeah. Oh, wow. So you travel around, what, the world and live in tents?
Well, I traveled in the Big Island of Hawaii for a year and a half, and I hitchhiked around there. And then I also went to Alaska. I'm actually 20, so I haven't gotten too much traveling down my belt.
Well, I love that, though. I mean, what do you think, Jody? In, you know, he's finding the beauty in sunrises or you know, or nature, and he's exploring that way.
I think that's amazing and very brave.
Really is. Thank you very much, Sawyer, for the call. Well, we're going to check news from NPR and Wisconsin Public Radio, and then we'll continue talking with our guest, Jody Pogo, who is a life coach based in Burlington, Wisconsin, who focuses on helping people finding their passion and to reconnect with their true, authentic selves. Finding you. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. If you didn't have to be paid, what's the one thing you'd want to do with your time? That's one of the questions our guest asks her clients as she tries to help them find their passion. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's coming up on 7:37 on this Friday, March 14th, and that's a question you can answer for us this hour as we talk about finding our passion. If you didn't have to be paid, what's the one thing you'd want to do with your time? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. Our guest is Jody Pogorzelski. She is a life coach based in Burlington, Wisconsin, a certified life coach who focuses on passion. We're talking with her in part because she is going to be one of the participants at the Women's Resource Fair in Lake Geneva. That's going on today and tomorrow. It's going to be at the Geneva Ridge Resort in Lake Geneva. Starts this afternoon at 1, goes until 7. It's also tomorrow between 10 and 4. There will be a lot of things going on at the Women's Resource Fair in Lake Geneva. Nonprofits and organizations that offer eco-friendly products, organic foods, alternative resources, sustainability, and much more. And the theme is finding enrichment for your life. So we thought we would talk with her about finding our passion. And Jody, so what's the point of that question that you ask people, your clients, if you didn't have to be paid, what's the one thing you'd want to do with your time?
Well, the point is to get them to, you know, if there's one thing that you could do that make you jump out of bed with joy, no matter what it is, whether or not you got paid for it, what is that? And if you can't answer that question, then you want to find the answer to it. You know, it might just well be, you know, I like to sing. I like to dance. I like to work and make a living or whatever it is. But tapping into that one thing taps into your heart center. It taps into the trueness of you, something that anything that lights you up from the inside out, that lights your fire, is what's going to get your passion in motion and get you feeling more like yourself and get you enjoying life and experiencing life on a more deeper, full level.
Excellent question.
So if you can find just one thing, it's one step in the right direction towards you.
Yeah, that's good. Anne in Oconomowoc is with us. Hello, Anne.
Hi, Joy. Hi, Jody. I found my passion very early on. I'm an artist, and I also love horses. And ever since I can remember, I would draw horses, and to this day, I'm 48 now, And I'm an artist. I paint murals, and I work at the Delafield Arts Center, helping other artists and teacher and teaching classes. And I also have a horse, and I try to incorporate that every day in my life. Right now I'm on my way to work, and I work 2 days a week at the boarding facility where I've kept my horse for 20 years. So I look forward to every day. I don't make much money at it, but I'm happy to be at both places, taking care of animals and taking care of people.
Oh, how wonderful. And you're an artist.
I am an artist, yeah, yes. I paint murals. Mm-hmm. It's I think you have to be very resourceful when you're an artist. Unless you're an art teacher or professor or work at a museum, your average maybe person who graduated with a passion for art from college, you just have to be resourceful. I've done graphic design. I've worked for advertising agencies, large corporations, maybe not doing exactly what's in my mind, but helping other people develop ideas that they can't necessarily put down on paper, that you can visualize and create their vision on paper or whatever. But you do have to be very creative and offer your talents in almost any direction.
Well, Anne, thank you for your story and your encouragement and your advice there, too. Jody, what really stood out to me there was Anne also said that she's not necessarily making, not making a ton of cash, but she's
sure.
She's happy that she's, living her loves.
Right. Well, sometimes it's not always about rolling in the dough. Sometimes it's just about being happy. And it sounds like she is doing pretty well. She's may not be, rich beyond belief, but she has enough to take care of herself and to do the things she wants to do, and she continues to do it. So, it is lucrative in that she's continuing it. It is sustaining her. And sometimes it's letting go of the idea that you have to make a boatload of money in order to be successful, that you can just be successful doing what you love. But you can make a boatload of money if you put enough time or effort there may be more things she could do to earn more money. It's just a matter of exploring that market or learning marketing or different things. But if she's happy where she's at right now and she's living passionately,
More power to her, huh?
More power to her,
yeah,
right.
I mean, I think...
And if she wanted more, since she's already gone so far in doing what she loves, if she wanted more, she would find a way to get more. Yeah. It's always available. It's always there if you reach for it.
Yeah, well, it sounded wonderful, Anne. Thank you for sharing that. But, I'm thinking of some, there are people who, for that matter, can't find a job, or they're working in a very low salary job.
Right.
And can everyone afford to follow their passions?
I think everyone can afford to follow their passion as long as we're not always talking about a career. A passion can just be something as simple as getting up in the morning and playing your favorite song because it makes you feel good and it gives you a good start to your day. A passion is not necessarily about doing a job that feels right for you. It's doing something, anything that makes you feel like yourself, that makes you feel good, that takes you out of maybe the struggle that you're having in your life and puts your focus on something that's good. It's being able to... Maybe you're struggling in your career right now, or maybe you're struggling trying to find a job, or maybe you're struggling in your relationship. But if you can't find a way to fix that particular situation, because, there's the fact of the matter is we do have an economy right now that a lot of people are struggling with. It is looking at how you can find the joy in the situation that you're in right now. Even if it feels difficult, there's always a way to find joy where you are in that moment. If you know how to look for it, you know how to tap into it.
Yeah, so finding your passion is just those simple pleasures.
It can be the simple pleasures, like our first caller. He taps into many different things. He looks for all those simple pleasures, tries new things. Sometimes it might just be trying something new to see if it's something that you enjoy. It's finding something within your life that you enjoy, that you can be passionate about, irregardless of what might be going on around you.
So you found your passion of helping people. You started a business. You're unstuck. What are the simple pleasures that you try to also incorporate beyond your work?
My simple pleasures?
Yeah.
Dancing is one of my simple pleasures. I absolutely love to dance, and most often it's in my living room.
Good for you.
I also love doing things like the Women's Resource Fair and speaking. I will be speaking on Saturday morning at 10:30 on how to create more joy in your life. So anyone that's interested in coming out and learning how to create more joy in your life, 7 simple things anyone can do that will help them with themselves and anyone they come in contact with. You know, I love to speak. I love to talk. I love to hang out at the Sci-Fi Cafe in Burlington with some friends I have there.
Very neat. So can you give me at least a preview of your talk? Give us one thing that we might do to create more joy in our life?
Sure. See the abundance that surrounds you would be one tip that I would give out of the talk that I'll be giving on Saturday. And what that means is, and it was something that came to me at one point, because I was sitting in my house one day and I was upset, because, you know, when you are in your own business, it does take time to start earning a living. And I was struggling financially. I was like, you know, I have this whole law of attraction that, you know, it's what you think about, you create. And I've been thinking about money coming in this way, and I'm looking for abundance, and I just don't feel like I'm abundant yet. I'm trying really hard to build this abundance. And my friend who was with me at the time, he said, girl, look around. You're filled with abundance, because I, by nature, have been a clutterbug, and I have, you know, I have a lot of stuff in my, you know, a lot of stuff in my possession, my house. And I'm like, yeah, you're right. I do have a lot of abundance. I have a lot of things here that I can either give away or get rid of or clear out. And if I cleared this out, I'd make room for new abundance. So how can you, you know, bring something in if you're already filled to the rim? So sometimes you have to clear a little bit out to make room for new. And sometimes it's about looking at where you're already abundant in your life, where, you know, sometimes we think that we're in lack, that we don't have enough money, or that we don't have enough things, or that we don't have enough whatever that is. But really looking at, what do you have in your life right now? What sort of things are you abundant in? Do you have an abundance of friends? Do you have an abundance of material things in your house? Do you have an abundance of just love in your heart? Simple, you know, do you have an abundance? You have a collection of bottle caps. You know, somewhere in your life, you are abundant. And when you start tapping into that feeling of abundance, it tends to grow. And you look at, and you can recognize how you are abundant in many ways in your life, maybe not just that one way.
Well, let's take some more calls. Dave in Stoddard is with us. Hi, Dave.
Hi, I am like an amateur rock hound. I find fossils and whatnot, and it brings me no end of joy to be out in the woods digging up, you know, something that's been, you know, buried and will be seen for a long time. So it's just, I think it's simple things. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Appreciate that.
Wonderful, Dave. I love rocks, too.
Yeah, they're really, and fossil. I know a lot of people that love looking for fossils. It's sort of a, you know, looking, connecting to the past, too. Tom in Jackson is with us. Hi, Tom.
Morning. I enjoy motorcycling, but it's only a limited amount of time I can do that in this state. But one of my hobbies is to be in touch with nature, but mainly birds. I bird call, which not a lot of people do. A lot of people watch birds, but I bird call, and they all will call back to you at one point or other.
Oh,
so
neat.
A hawk, even down, you know, to something small, you know, chickadees, even hummingbirds will communicate at certain points to you. It's a great feeling to know they know you're listening to them. And once they know you're listening to them, they'll make the effort, from doves to cardinals, all of them.
I love it. Can you give us a bird call, Tom?
Well.
I know. I'm putting you on the spot. Let's see. I don't know. A robin. I'm You have to hear the bird, okay, to call back?
Well, robins have mainly two sounds. During the mating season, it's more of a, like a melody, like a little melody that goes up and down, kind of you know, something simple like that. When it's the beginning of the season before that or at the end, then it's pretty much just a simple chirp, the way like a male cardinal would do too. You know, now they're starting to sing, but during the winter and fall, they sound more like the female, just a certain like little chip sound. But you'd be surprised. Even a chickadee will make like four different sounds, which most people think, you know, they have maybe one sound. But once you get to know them, and they know you're listening, that's the thing.
They're talking back to you. So Tom, I love that. I think that's wonderful that you're calling birds and they're talking back to you. His joy, what he would do perhaps if money were no object. What about yours? What is your passion? Where do you find joy? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. This is the Ideas Network. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine, talking with Jody Pogo, who is a certified life coach who focuses on passion. She is based in Burlington, Wisconsin. Her business is called Finding You, and that's what we're talking about, how we can find ourselves, how we can find our passions, how we can find joy in our everyday lives. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. Mel and Stevens Point emails, I did this soul searching years ago, got my architecture degree, enjoyed a wonderful career until the building industry plummeted. I was laid off in 2009. What advice can you lend to someone who found their passion in an unstable industry? Well, that's a hard one, Jody.
Well, I would say that, I'm just thinking for one moment.
Oh, it's all right. I mean, because kind of, so this is someone who loves architecture, but...
She loves architecture, right. So it may well be that even the industry has plummeted, and that's, there may still be people that are, there may still be a way to make it happen, to do it again. Maybe it's starting her own business. Maybe it's doing it differently than she did before. Doesn't necessarily mean that she can't continue to do it and to make money, but there, it may be, the industry may have plummeted, but there are still people doing it. As with any career, if you Google whatever industry you're interested in, you'll find someone that is still doing it and still making, you know, a living doing it. Or maybe it becomes a hobby, something that she enjoys. I mean, did she do it specifically to get paid, or did she do it because she loved it? So it may be that her income comes from a different source now, but she still is able to do what she loves.
Yeah, let's go to Adriana in Bayfield. We're going to move on to another caller. Adriana, go ahead.
Hi, good morning. Thank you for taking my call. I was just wanting to say that I'm young. I'm 23. I just graduated from college, and I'm kind of in that limbo right now of what am I going to do with the rest of my life? Am I going to go back to school? Am I going to just find a job and work, or what am I going to do? And this broadcast made me think, like, well, what is my passion? And I came up with a few different things, but I guess my biggest one is that I would love to be a novelist or a writer. And I guess my question is, like, I feel like my creativity kind of got stunted a little bit in the regiment of university life. And so I'm wondering, how do you kind of regain your passion? How do you work back to, like, because when I was young, when I was in high school, I used to write all the time. Like, I spent hours writing. And now I just feel like I'm in a perpetual writer's block. So what advice do you have for that? Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, the first thing I would think is that letting go of the idea that you have a writer's block, because once you decide on something, you kind of create that for yourself. So letting go of the idea that you have a writer's block. Maybe going back to those moments when you were writing all the time, what were the things that were inspiring you at the time that you were writing? What were you feeling when you were writing? It's tapping back into that space of where you were at when you were passionate about it. What were you feeling? What were you doing? What were you experiencing? And seeing if you can tap back into that again. You know, were you excited about it? And remember what it feels like to be excited about writing and get excited about it. And sometimes writing can be overwhelming where you feel like you have to pump out this book right away or you have to do it instead of when you put pressure on yourself, sometimes that will put the block on it right now. If you're at a moment where you feel like I have to do this, that may put the block on it. When you decide that, change it around a little bit and say, I'd love to do this. It buffers it a little bit where you're feeling excited about it. You're looking at being passionate about it instead of feeling like it's something that has to happen right now, looking at, that you're wanting it to happen right now. You're open to it. You're excited about it. So really tapping into, how it was that, what is it about writing that makes you excited? So really looking at what it is that do for you.
Yeah. Well, let me move on to another comment. Chris on Facebook says, my passion is falconry. I have always been interested in it and decided one day to see what it took. The time commitment is a necessary one, and you need to devote time out of every day to care for and hunt beside a wild animal. One thing led to another, and soon I had taken all the necessary steps to keep my first bird. It has been a blast so far, and my journey has only just begun. And he posted a picture of himself with his falcon on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. Wow, isn't that interesting?
That's awesome.
Very good. I don't think we have time to take another caller, and we have many who want to talk about, what their passion is, what their joy is. But maybe we can, you're going to be talking tomorrow, how to create more joy in your life at 10:30 at the Geneva Ridge Resort for the Women's Resource Fair in Lake Geneva. Maybe you can leave us with, a little pep talk in finding that joy, finding that passion.
It's just about realizing that it's there for you. Everyone deserves to live a joyful, passionate life. There's no one that isn't born that doesn't deserve that. So when you decide that you want to have more joy, that you want to have more passion, it's there, it's available, and it's very easy to tap into. And tomorrow I'll be giving 7 simple things that anyone can do to live a life that feels better for them and anyone else that they come in contact with, because once you light that fire inside you, that fire spreads. And so as you start to live a joyful life and one that feels better for you, you in turn get to be a little conduit and help others live joyful, passionate lives as well. So, if you're in a time of struggle, I'll give a few tips that will help you move through that a little bit with a little more grace, with a little more ease, maybe even with a little more fun. And you'd be amazed at how far that spreads beyond just you.
Jody, thank you so much for being with us. Jody Pogo is a certified life coach based in Burlington. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network.